Hi, y'all, and welcome to the Fitness Nutritionist Podcast. And that's nutritionist with an S, since there's two of us. We're your hosts, Stephanie and Mandy.
We all know that nutrition and fitness information can be overwhelming and confusing.
So we're here to help women find real answers for all things fitness and nutrition related by giving you quick tips and strategies so you can find your healthy weight, get fit, and improve your physical and mental health.
And as registered dietitians, we know how nutrition and exercise can help you feel better and allow you to live your healthiest and happiest life. So be sure and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on any of the episodes full of great tips and helpful information we have just for you. You can also join us in our private Facebook group, the Fitness Nutritionist Corner, where we will provide fun challenges, answer your questions, and support women along their journey to a better health. So grab a glass of water and let's get moving with today's topic.
Welcome back to another episode of the Fitness Nutritionist Podcast. This is episode number 12, and today we're going to be talking about 7 tips to goal setting for 2022. So Christmas just passed. We're in that kind of in-between stage where Christmas is over, but New Year's hasn't arrived yet, and it's kind of that limbo week where we're all not really sure what day it is. So we thought this would be the perfect time to talk about how we can look back at this past year and then also the things that we need to look on in order to set goals and actually be able to accomplish those goals in the coming up year. So I don't know about you, Mandy, but I like to think of the new year as a fresh start, a time to reflect on the year that just expired, and then refocus on what it is that I want to accomplish in the new year. So I think it's important to look back and to reflect on the past 12 months because it lets you know the things that worked, the things that you need to continue to do, and then just to be really honest and look at those areas that you need to change or what goals you want to set and how you can go about accomplishing those goals in the upcoming year.
I also think it's a time to recharge and also look back at those things that we could do better. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we didn't do as well as we wanted to do. Maybe we did exercise, but we want to improve on our exercise. I know that's something I want to do in this new year.
Yeah. So I like to set goals because I like the feeling of accomplishment and I like to know where I'm headed so I can have a plan laid out and I can know if I am on the right path and if I am making progress towards the things that I want to do and the areas that I want to improve on. So Mandy, do you set goals each year?
Definitely. It's actually something ever since my kids were really small, every year I would even encourage them to sit down and write goals. My kids are now 18 and 24. They still do it today. Yeah, it actually is. I like to set goals. It kind of gives me a long-term vision. What do I want to accomplish this year? Maybe even 2 years, even 5 years from now. And it also gives me that motivation to continually look back at that vision, if you will, and how am I doing to accomplish that? And it keeps me motivated. Mm-hmm. I know one of the things I wanted to do last year was to start this podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, we might have got it started a little bit late. Actually, we didn't. We spent a lot of time planning this podcast and doing research and stuff like that. But hey, we're here.
We're here and we're doing it.
That's right.
Yeah. So I found it interesting that a study showed that only 19% of people actually kept their, quote, New Year's resolutions within 2 years of making them. So that means what? The majority of people do not end up sticking with their resolutions and accomplishing their goals. That's why we're doing this episode today. So we can give you seven strategies, seven tips to, you know, help you be more successful at accomplishing those.
Right. I wonder why so many people do not accomplish their goals, or maybe we should actually look at it to see that 19%, how are they actually succeeding at accomplishing their goals?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it. So, you know, studies have been done. There's lots of information out there on what makes people successful or what makes people have that, I don't know if this is a word, but stick-to-it-ness.
I like that. Yeah. Stick-to-it-ness.
Yeah. So one of the things, the first thing that you need to do is choose a specific goal. So if we just say, like you said at the beginning, Mandy, you want to improve your exercise. Well, you know, that's a great goal to set, but it's still kind of vague.
Right.
So you need to be realistic in the goal that you're setting. You need to define what the problem is or the issue and think about like the root cause of that problem. So if you're not exercising, it might be because you're not making it a priority or you're not taking the time to actually schedule that on your calendar. I know you're the type of person kind of like me. If you write it down, you want to do it just so you can cross it off. So you need to define what the problem is, think about the root cause of that problem, and then how can you make a change? And this is usually a behavior change. So for some people, it might be that their problem is I spend too much money on food. Well, the root cause of that is because you eat out five times that week.
And that is even definitely a root cause, yeah, right?
And the deeper root cause of that might be due to lack of planning, right? So you might want to eat at home, but then you don't plan for it and then time runs short. And so you just end up grabbing something through the drive-thru. So then your action step would be to say, I'm only going to eat out one time this week. And then the measurable part of that is looking back and actually saying, oh, you know, I saved X number of dollars this week. So in order to recap that, you need to choose a specific goal and you need to be realistic with that goal. Define what the problem is. Think about what the root cause of that problem is. And then what behavior or what thing can you do in order to change that?
Yeah. One of the common factors in a lot of things we talk about in all of our podcasts is behavior change. Mm-hmm. So whether we're trying to eat better, we're trying to lose weight, we are trying to start an exercise regimen, we always have to make those positive behavior changes. Mm-hmm. So number two is limit your goal to one at a time. How many times do you want to set a slew of goals?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And we're not successful when we set multiple goals at one time. Now, I try to shoot for one personal goal and one professional goal. So, Stephanie, have you thought about what your goal for 2022 is going to be?
I have. I want to actually, I used to be really good at this. And then the last year or two, I've kind of slacked off, but I want to get better about time management. And I've been looking a lot into, I don't know if you've heard of time blocking, but what I've seen on that is it can actually increase your productivity, you know, make better use of your time, you can actually be more efficient. So mm-hmm. That's something that I want to look into for 2022.
Right. I actually did a webinar not too long ago on time blocking, and it's very interesting.
I might have to get that from you.
I know, right? So it's funny that you said that, because actually that's very similar to my goal, is more of time management. And as a result, I would be more productive. And actually, that goes hand in hand with something I gifted you, is your day planner, which I know you're a day planner lover just like I am, but the day planner that we're using actually will help us do a little bit of time blocking and be more productive.
Okay. Well, the American Psychology Association also suggests that just focusing on one behavior at a time is more likely to lead to long-term success. The concept I also use with my clients is called anxiety of overwhelm. So when I'm working with the client and they come to me and, you know, they want to lose weight, they want to get more energy, they want to balance their hormones, they want to do this and that, you know, through talking with them and working with them, you kind of have to prioritize what is the top goal. Because if you try to hit, say, five things all at once and you're trying to implement all these things, it can be overwhelming and it can kind of divert, you know, your focus. So making that one goal, and like you said, one professional, one personal, something like that, and just really focusing on that has been shown to prove to be more successful.
I like that. And actually, if you're speaking with your clients about that one main issue, it's kind of actually a domino effect. If they can focus on that one thing, then all of those other things will actually fall into place.
Yeah.
Step three, take time to plan the steps and prepare what you will need to achieve your goal. This just helps us with our success. Write down details to help you stick to your plan. So for example, eating at home 5 times a week, that was one of our goals. Write a menu, make a grocery list, go to the store, and meal prep. So you can see how all of those details helps us be more successful to achieve the goal of eating at home 5 times a week. And that measurable step that we mentioned above was save more money.
Yeah. So, you know, like you said, if your plan is to start eating healthier, eat at home more times that week, you can't get up Monday morning and go, oh yeah, you know, my goal is to eat at home more this week, but you haven't taken that time to prepare, you know? So like I always tell my clients, failing to plan is planning to fail. So you have to be sure that you're setting yourself up for success. So like you said, writing that menu, going to the grocery store, making your list, and ensuring that you have everything on hand that you need. I mean, it also ties in, you know, another, like we said earlier, common goal is that you're going to start exercising right when the new year starts. And then if you get up January 1, or if you wait till January 2nd, like a lot of people, and say, oh, I'm going to go, you know, running today, or I'm going to go do a strength workout, but you realize that you haven't bought a new pair of running shoes since, you know, the 1980s, well, you're probably not going to be as successful. Or, you know, if you're going to be doing a strength training, you don't just want to show up at the gym and just do whatever machines happen to be open, you know, in order to be successful at that, you need to have a plan. You need to have a program. You need to know what you're going to be working that day. So like I said, I love that phrase, failing to plan is planning to fail.
That's right. So let's plan for 2022.
Right. So number four is to start with small changes. And that kind of goes back to that anxiety of overwhelm. So, you know, how do you run a mile? By taking just that very next step, right? But if you start off with saying, oh, I have to run a mile, you know, oftentimes that's kind of too overwhelming. So starting with small steps, tying this in with exercise, if exercise hasn't been a part of your life, but all of a sudden, you know, it's January, it's time to get fit again, which, by the way, is the number one goal they have found is, you know, eating healthier and exercising more is always in the top one and two. But if you haven't been exercising, making a goal to exercise 6 days a week for an hour at a time is not going to be ideal. You're just setting yourself up for failure. So a better way to approach that would be, you know, I'm going to start off with walking, say 10 minutes, 3 times this week on my lunch break, something like that. So we talk about making manageable goals, start with those small changes. Mm-hmm. And then after you have developed that pattern and you've been successful with that, then you can take it to the next step at that point, you know, making it 20 minutes three times a week or staying with the 10 minutes and five times a week. So there's things that you can do, but just remember, you know, what's that saying? Rome wasn't built in a day. So, you know, you can't expect to just wake up the next day and have it all. It takes building brick by brick and step by step in order to accomplish that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I use that example a lot with my clients and my patients. You know, I will give them simple steps, walk to the mailbox and back, mm-hmm. park at the end of Walmart and walk to the store, you know, very simple things to do before you then are able to go out and walk for 1 hour or 1 mile. So number five would be avoid repeating past failures. Wow, that's a tough one. Mm-hmm. So an example would be if grocery shopping is a trap for you, try making a grocery list and then ordering your groceries online or taking an accountability partner with you shopping. So this will limit the extras that you might normally pick up, such as sodas, cookies, processed foods. Mm-hmm. So past failures could be exercise. It could be food. You know, it could be eating out. Identify what those are to you and try to limit or avoid making those mistakes again.
Yeah, and that ties in well with tip number six, that making a change is a process. You know, realizing that those past failures, that it doesn't mean that you're going to wake up the next day and then be perfect again. You have to give yourself grace. You are still human. And going back to that behavior change, you know, that can be hard. So you didn't create unhealthy habits overnight, and you shouldn't expect that you're going to change all of them overnight. Realize that it is a process. Give yourself time, give yourself grace, but set yourself up properly, you know, by doing these seven things. And then if you, quote, mess up, don't get frustrated at yourself. Don't throw the towel in, you know, just whatever that next step, that next meal, that next day, whatever it may be, that's a fresh start. And then just pick up then and keep moving forward.
I really like that. That also ties in with number seven, is having a support system. I'm big on this. Find out who else is motivated to make changes. It doesn't have to be the same change that you're making, but it could be, Stephanie, you want to do exercise and I might want to lose weight in 2022. We can motivate each other. Mm-hmm. It could be we're just each other's accountability partners. However, we can still support each other. Something else we can do is keep a journal, write down your struggles, and also write down your successes. I've always learned from my past struggles or mistakes by looking back at them. And I've also learned from my successes by looking back at them.
Yeah, I mean, a support system is huge. And that's why, you know, I work with women who are trying to find their healthy way and increase their energy, balance hormones. I work with women who are in perimenopause and menopause. You know, that's a new stage in life, and it's a stage that women are going to be in for decades. So there's no reason to go it alone. So I used to do one-on-one counseling, and I will still do that on a very, very rare occasion. But I have found that my clients who are in a group program, they usually have the best success. And that's because, you know, we're human beings. We're social. We weren't meant to do life alone or struggle alone. You know, we were meant to be in community. And so that's why I do the group programs with women, is we can learn from each other. And when you realize that you're not the only one struggling with a certain issue, but you have those women right alongside of you who are experiencing the same things or have the same goals, it can be encouraging, and you can find support from one another. And by the way, if you are interested in joining my program, you can look in the show notes today. I'll have a link in there. If you want to learn more, you can message me to talk more about that to see if you would be a good fit for my program, Refined and Renewed.
Yeah, we just thank you for all of your support over 2021, and we are looking forward to 2022.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you gained a little more info to help you along your journey to your best life. We would love it if you would take just a minute to rate this podcast and share it with your family and friends. And as always, let us know if you have anything you would like us to talk about on any future episodes.
And don't forget, go to the Fitness Nutritionist Corner, our private Facebook group, where we'll have those fun challenges. We'll answer your questions and support women along their journey to a better health.
You can also contact us on our website at thefitnessnutritionist.com. And that's nutritionist with an S. And just remember, ladies, you are worth it.